USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Developments yesterday in the ongoing story about suspicious packages being mailed to nearly a dozen liberals, Democrats, and otherwise critics of President Trump. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
I can say with certainty we will identify and arrest the person or people responsible for these acts.
New York City Police Commissioner James O'Neill on the potentially dangerous pipe bomb devices. The FBI says three more mail bombs intercepted, two intended for former Vice President Democrat Joe Biden, the other for actor and fierce Trump critic Robert De Niro. A total of 10 pipe bombs turning up so far.
As a slow-moving migrant caravan continues to head north through Mexico, reports are hundreds of U.S. troops will soon be deployed to the southern border. The first nor'easter of the season is expected to hit the northeast coast later today. And this is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Experience Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13, the laptop for people who never say no to one more episode.
Hi there, I'm calling about my dinner reservation at 7. Yeah, I'm not going to make that.
With lifelike color, brilliant sound clarity, and uninterrupted streaming, Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13 with an 8th-gen Intel Core i7 processor makes whatever you love to watch even better. To learn more, call 800-BY-DELL. That's 800-BY-DELL.
National Security Advisor John Bolton says the White House has invited Russia's President Vladimir Putin to Washington. Bolton making the announcement hours ago at a news conference in the former Soviet Republic of Georgia, but not saying if Putin has accepted the invitation yet. The two leaders do plan to meet in Paris on November 11th during an event to commemorate the end of World War I. Virginia's Attorney General, the latest to launch an investigation into sexual abuse by clergy in the Catholic Church. Virginia's AG Mark Herring saying yesterday,
"This is about identifying people in positions of trust and power who have engaged in predatory acts or who have turned a blind eye or worked to cover it up."
He says his office decided to investigate after a Pennsylvania grand jury report found over 300 predatory priests abusing over 1,000 kids in that state over decades. And this is USA Radio News.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard, and if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
The highest-paid TV actors seem to know each other well, as we hear from USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
The male stars of the sitcom Big Bang Theory taking over the Forbes 2018 list of highest-paid TV actors. In fact, they are first, second, third, and fourth, respectively.
They're Richie Rich Rich.
So how much is that?
Jim Parsons coming in first, taking in $26.5 million, followed by Johnny Galecki with $25 million, and then right behind their co-stars Kunal Nayar and Simon Helberg, tied for third at $23.5 million a year. The rest of the list includes Andrew Lincoln from The Walking Dead, Mark Harmon of NCIS, and Modern Family stars Ty Burrell, Jesse Tyler Ferguson, Eric Stone Street, and Ed O'Neill. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The state of New York suing ExxonMobil. USA Radio's Wendy King with details.
They're alleging the company defrauded investors by misrepresenting the cost of climate change to the company. David Hawkins with the Natural Resources Defense Council says it also claimed aggressive government action on climate change would be prohibitively expensive.
MIT study didn't find that these policies would be extremely expensive, and ExxonMobil simply made up numbers that were greatly exaggerated and claimed that they were supported by this MIT study.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky.